Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advancing your professional career from the experts. Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, listeners. This is Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you. I'm host Jamie Ellwanger, Vice President of Operations at ASAP Solutions Group, part of ACS Solutions, and I'm honored to be with Carrie Gunn, who's a talent manager here at ASAP. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Jamie. Glad to be here.
Carrie has over 25 years in the recruiting arena from corporate to agency experience, over five of those years with ASAP, and is here to share with us her knowledge on the importance of LinkedIn and how individuals should utilize LinkedIn for their advantage when they're in the job market. Listeners, I have some questions for Carrie on this topic that we'll dive in and dissect. So, Carrie, is LinkedIn important to a professional's career in today's marketplace?
Absolutely, Jamie. Just like everything is evolving and changing with technology, the same is happening in recruiting and the way that we all attain our next job. LinkedIn's been around for a while, and we were all very focused on our resumes and keeping them at two pages. But with the evolvement in recruiting nowadays and so much of it moving to social media, LinkedIn is going to be your first starting point. Nowadays, directors, hiring managers are looking at candidates' resumes and immediately going to LinkedIn and seeing if those match. I feel like in today's world, it's extremely important for everyone to be getting on LinkedIn.
How detailed should the current and past experience be in a profile?
Current and past experience is very important in a profile, and you want to make sure that you keep this as updated and as alike to your resume as possible. There should be only small deviations between a resume and your LinkedIn profile. To make some recommendations on past experience, if you're dating back more than 15 years, you could be cautious about needing to go back that far. You could go as far as to add professional experience past 2000 can be discussed in an interview. There's many things you can do with your profile on LinkedIn regarding your past and current experience.
Carrie, do you believe education and certifications are important to list?
Absolutely. Education and certifications are very important to the resume, and it should not deviate at all from your LinkedIn profile. These managers, these directors and VPs, they want to get to know you on LinkedIn. And oftentimes, sometimes these hiring managers are running their own searches. You're going to be identified by corporate and staffing recruiters. But don't forget, let's always keep this LinkedIn profile very similar to the resume you're sending out.
Good advice. How about, so we're talking about detail there. Should they list any personal interest, like hobbies, volunteer work, things like that?
100%. Again, this is a way nowadays that people are getting to know you better. You definitely want to include your hobbies, your volunteer work, your studies. A lot of times you all are doing studies on your own. You want to include everything. These hiring managers want to get to know you, and LinkedIn is creating an environment to get a more personal feel, not only regarding your background and your professional experience, but a background about you yourself. Many times it's surprising how hiring managers might have the same interest in you that you have in your own hobbies, and that could create an automatic connection. So definitely include your hobbies, your volunteer work, and any additional training that you're getting outside of certifications and your schooling.
I like that. Connections are super important.
Absolutely, Jamie.
From a professional perspective, whom are we appealing to on LinkedIn?
Well, you're appealing to, as I mentioned, hiring managers are looking at you as well. They're receiving your resume oftentimes from their own corporate recruiters, and also staff recruiters who work with these organizations as a prime vendor. When the resumes get sent either from corporate or from a staff recruiter working as a prime vendor, you're likely to have that manager go and review you on LinkedIn. You're appealing to the masses, and that's who you want to appeal to. This is about getting your next best job. Let's give it all we've got.
So when you're setting up your LinkedIn profile, are there certain settings that should be paid attention to that can help you be more searchable to recruiters?
Yes, absolutely. And I want to focus on this for a second. If you are looking and you put open to new work, that is only visible to recruiters who carry professional LinkedIn licenses. This is very important. I do not want you to feel worried or insecure about posting open to new work when it's only visible to the recruiters who are looking for you. They want to help and they want to find you. So that's really who you're going to be grabbing the attention of.
How can a professional be proactive as a candidate on LinkedIn?
A professional can definitely stay proactive on LinkedIn. Anytime that you're taking on a new certification, your next step beyond listing it on your resume, I want the immediate thought to be to add it to the LinkedIn profile. Remember, we're going to mimic the two. If we're going to have small deviations on a resume, for example, if you wanted to add in IT an extra service to cloud that you've recently learned, well, then you're going to add it to your resume and you will add it to your profile. You always want to stay as current as possible on both resume and LinkedIn profile. At this point, you can go ahead and determine that LinkedIn is your social resume.
And how about looking for job postings from clients? Do you think, you know, it's important to go out there, find who's hiring that might fit your skill set, and any advice on how to reach out to the recruiter that's posting or the client managers?
Right. Now we're stepping into being some really go-getters, aren't we, Jamie?
Yes, ma'am.
So what I'm suggesting here is if you know there are certain companies that you would love to be a part of, please go add that company to your LinkedIn profile by following them. You want to follow the companies that you would love to get into. If I were you, you could also find those same recruiters who work for those organizations. And if you see a job posted by one of these organizations, which you will see once you follow them. Once you're following an organization and jobs are being dispersed on LinkedIn by the corporate recruiters, you will automatically see that job posting. If you feel that you are a good fit, it will ask you to apply. If you want to be aggressive, you can go and try and find a recruiter at the organization and see if they'll take a glance at your profile. After all, you can message them on LinkedIn too. There's many hidden things that you can learn a lot about on LinkedIn. I would also suggest that you call LinkedIn. Their number is 650-687-3600. This is a customer support line. Often you will get a recording that was going to take you to the LinkedIn homepage. This is where I suggest you hang out and you get to learn LinkedIn. You can go to the help button on LinkedIn where there's many, many topics that you can ask and you'll be chatting with a LinkedIn advisor. If you want to try and find out ways to hide your contact information, if you want to try and find ways to also attach your resume to your LinkedIn profile, which I highly suggest, that's leaving yourself very open to anyone who wants to search you with your contact information off. You can do that as well. But please visit LinkedIn customer service. Please call that number and please go to your LinkedIn homepage and select help. From there, you can use a drop-down selection on many, many items that is going to get you to learn more about LinkedIn and make you more professional in today's world.
And Carrie, I know we just talked a lot about research there, but I know before you even start recruiting on a position, you like to understand the client that you're working for, the hiring manager that has a job posted. And then very importantly, when you get to an interview for one of your candidates, how can you use LinkedIn for prepping yourself for an interview with a potential client?
Well, I mean, Jamie, candidates prepping themselves for interviews, it's all about the research. They can research the client and company on LinkedIn even. You definitely want to look up the people that you're going to be interviewing with. If you know that you're going to be interviewing with, example, VP Tom Jones, then you want to look up VTB Tom Jones and review his profile. You want to get to know everyone that you're going to be interviewing with as much as possible. Of course, learning about the company and what they do is equally important. You can always expect a question on that regarding, are you familiar with our organization and what we do? So it's a lot of training and research that also goes into your interviews, the same that goes into your profile on LinkedIn so that you become visible enough to get that interview. Another thing I want to mention before we leave is that please include all of your skill sets. You want to include all of your technology skill sets. If you're in accounting, you want to include all of your accounting. If you're in another industry, make sure that you're adding everything. If LinkedIn doesn't have a drop down for one of your skill sets, simply create it and hit enter. It's very important that it's very visible to everyone what your skill sets are, from your strongest skill sets to some that are just highly knowledgeable. Again, all of this is on LinkedIn and available to you. And if you have any questions, simply go to that help desk number or go to the help page on LinkedIn.
Excellent information, Cary. And before we close, any other suggestions that you could provide a professional help secure their dream job using LinkedIn?
I think if they follow the advice and just start getting on LinkedIn and creating a profile, you want to make sure your profile is filled out to 100%. That's what I can tell you. You definitely want your education, your certifications, your hobbies, interests. All of your current activity needs to be up to date and matching that resume. Small deviations is okay. We all know that we're asked to add certain things when we're doing screening to our resume, but it should not deviate too much. And again, I think this is a great stepping block for anyone who's not out there and using social media yet. This is your first step. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy and see a difference in the amount of inquiries you're getting on your profile for jobs out there. And again, good luck, everyone, but you've got to work hard to get that next job.
Absolutely. Be proactive.
Absolutely.
As you heard, a strong LinkedIn profile is important in today's marketplace. Thank you so much, Cary, for your time. Listeners, thank you for your time. See you next time. And folks, stay tuned for our next Analyst podcast, Moving at the Speed of You.
Go further with Analyst. Thank you for tuning in to the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you.